ABC Radio Australia.
The global COVID-19 pandemic may have put most sports on pause, but it hasn't stopped sporting awards nights, held virtually, of course. And in the cricketing world here in Australia, fast bowler Belinda Vakarua was named as the player of the tournament for the Women's Hobart Hurricanes team. She took 20 wickets during the season, which is not bad for what was her debut season with the Hurricanes, and no doubt further cementing her decision to choose cricket rather than a sport her Fiji and Dad was pushing her into, rugby union. Belinda is currently in isolation quarantine down in Tasmania, but she spoke to Talia Olatia about receiving the award.
Hey, I'm Belinda and I play for the Hobart Hurricanes.
And Belinda, congratulations on the award that you received. How does it feel to be recognised for, you know, player of the tournament for the Hobart Hurricanes WBBL?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I was shocked when I got it because I never thought before this that I would ever be able to win an award in such a great team with big players around me. So, yeah, I'm definitely really honoured to have won it.
You're a fast bowler and it was also your debut season. You've had a great year.
And she's bowled up. That's an absolute gem of a delivery from Belinda Vakarua.
That's a huge wicket. Now, Byrne, she's gone up as well. There is a fielder coming around. That's two in a row. Can you believe it? Oh, she's bowled. It's a fifth wicket to four for the Sixers. Too good, too quick.
Why do you think you were the winner?
Well, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I mean, I definitely played my best season that I have prior to this. But I can honestly say, hand on heart, that I've had the most fun during this season with the Hurricanes than I have ever in my entire career before this. So I think that might have, you know, chipped in and played a part.
What was it that made it so fun?
I don't know. The girls are great. We just have a laugh all the time. And although we didn't get the results we would have liked, I can remember being on the field and talking to one of the girls saying, I'm having so much fun out here. And like, I couldn't be mad at anything that happened in the season. Like, it was great.
Was there a highlight for you?
Oh, I don't know. It'd have to be my debut, wouldn't it, for the Hurricanes, receiving my cap. Yeah, that would have to be it for me because I debuted alongside four, maybe five other players. I'm sorry, I'm not sure on the spot, but I debuted along two girls that I moved down here from New South Wales and like one of the other girls who I've kind of grown up playing with, and Chloe Tryon, who is an amazing player, like, and as well as Fran Wilson, like we all kind of, you know, debuted together, and it was a really special day for me.
But what I think is really amazing, and we're going back quite a few years for you, is that cricket almost didn't happen. I understand that when you were 10, your dad wanted you to pursue his Fijian sporting love, which is, of course, rugby union, and you chose cricket. What was it about cricket that made you want to forge your own path?
I don't know. Like you said, I mean, rugby was pretty big in my family and no one really had any idea about cricket. I guess it was when I got a little bit older, there was an all-girls team and I never had that with rugby. And so that was really special. So that might have been the way. But I also love the game. Like, it's a summer sport. So I fell in love with playing a sport in the summer, which I hadn't had before. So I think, you know, there's a mixture of things in there.
And what does your family think about, you know, you now being a cricketing star? Because I know that you're very close with your family. What do they think of what you're doing?
Well, they're all really supportive. They still, like, we had a conversation the other day and I think it went like, I can't believe you're playing cricket as your job. And so we all had a bit of a laugh about that. But, yeah, they all really support me. And, you know, they don't really know much about the game, even though I've been playing it for the past 10 years. They don't know much about it, but they still come out and watch when they can or when I'm in Sydney. So that's all really important to me.
Have you converted them from rugby union to cricket yet?
Oh, look, they probably wouldn't want to watch a 50-over match, but they'll sit down and watch the T20 stuff and just be happy with the atmosphere that's at the ground. So I'm happy that I could, you know, that they're doing that. That's bigger than what I ever thought would have happened before.
Now, yeah. Speaking of cricket being your job, you're currently in isolation. You know, as a sport person, with everything that's happening in the world with COVID-19, how have you been impacted?
Well, it wasn't so bad. I went home to Sydney to visit the family for almost 2 months. And so it wasn't so bad there other than the fact that, you know, I didn't have access to gyms, but I had a lot of weights at home in the shed. So that was fine. But now that I'm in isolation in a hotel in Tassie for 14 days, it's been a bit of a challenge. But the Cricket Tasmania have been nice enough. They've brought me a bike up to the room. So that's been a big help and a couple of weights. So I'm lucky, but yeah, it's definitely been a challenge.
So how far are you into your 14 days quarantine?
Well, currently I have 5 days left, so I'm counting them down. But, I mean, the first week went quite quick. But this last week's kind of dragging it out a little bit.
Does your hotel room have a view? My friend was in quarantine in a hotel in Hobart, and she was said that one of her saving graces is that she had a window she could look out of. Do you have that luxury?
No, I do. I have a really nice view of Mount Wellington, so that's cool. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the same stuff every day, so I'm just trying to keep myself busy doing whatever I can and jumping online to do the online HIIT classes and stuff like that. So it's okay.
What's the first thing you'll do once you get out of quarantine?
Go fishing.
Are there some good fishing spots in Tasmania?
Well, I've heard of them. I've currently caught nothing in Tasmania. I'm just seeing photos and hearing stories. But, yeah, one of my friends sent me a message today, actually, telling me she'd went out and found a few good spots. So I'm going to try and hit those up as soon as I can.
Oh, man, I need to hook you up with my dad. He used to take us down to South Arm, and it was like flatheads galore, like huge, big flatheads. Oh. And apparently he knows all the tricks for how to catch a wild salmon, Atlantic salmon, that escapes from those pools and those farms.
So yes, definitely. Definitely introduce me to your father. That would be amazing.
We'll sort it out. Tui will have you fixed, and then he will probably cook for you as well. It's in the true Pacific way. You'll be sorted. Wow. So back to this award. Obviously, you're in quarantine, and obviously with everything going on, it's not an award ceremony at the best of times. So how will you actually celebrate, you know, winning this achievement?
Well, I've spoken to a couple of the girls, one of the other girls, who we're kind of sharing it together, but there's not much we can do until I'm out of isolation. I suppose now it's just celebrating over FaceTime and just laughing, I guess. But yeah, that's it. I'm sure it still probably hasn't really hit me yet that I've won it because, yeah, I am in isolation, but it's still a pretty unbelievable thing to think about.
Any plans to go and play cricket in Fiji anytime soon?
I'm definitely open to it. I'm not sure how it would work out, but you know, there are some incredible, incredible athletes in the island, so they just need the resources, and I'm happy to go and have a little holiday / training camp over there.